This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Whether the Dakota Access Pipeline continues to operate is now a question for President Joe Biden as well as federal courts. The D.C. Court of Appeals has ruled that the pipeline is operating illegally without a full environmental impact study. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has asked a D.C. circuit judge to issue a permanent injunction. Victoria Wicks has more.
A D.C. circuit judge ordered last summer that the Dakota Access Pipeline had to be shut down and drained by August 5th. DAPL operators and the Army Corps of Engineers immediately appealed and successfully asked for the shutdown to be reversed while the appeals court reviewed the case. That court has now confirmed that the Army Corps illegally permitted the pipeline in 2017 under former President Donald Trump, who put a halt to environmental studies ordered by the Obama administration. Jan Hasselman of Earth Justice represents the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. He says the tribe has already started the process of getting a court-ordered injunction in the D.C. Circuit, but he says the change in presidential administrations opens another avenue.
We're calling on the Biden administration to shut this pipeline down until these legal problems can be resolved.
Hasselman says the appellate court confirms that the pipeline should not have been built. It never went through the stringent review required by the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, and as a result, it is now operating without a permit.
Should the pipeline be allowed to operate while the environmental review is going on? And the only answer to that question, the only possible answer, is no. That's not the way the law works. You're not supposed to build first and study later.
The D.C. courts say the Army Corps failed to consider the hazards of running a pipeline through the waters of the Owyhee Reservoir, which tribes rely on for drinking, hunting, fishing, industry, agriculture, and cultural practices. I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
The Fairbanks, Alaska Native community recently gathered for a vigil to increase awareness about missing people. Families shared stories, thanked those who are helping search for answers, and called for new action. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Eight individuals, including five Alaska Native people, have been missing in the Fairbanks area since last May. In the latest case, 54-year-old Stephen Jellum of Stevens Village was last seen leaving his sister Lori's apartment in Fairbanks January 9th. Lori Jellum spoke at the vigil.
We know all of you are hurting for your family, and so are we. I just want to thank everybody for being here and helping us.
There's talk on social media that the missing may be victims of a serial killer. Former Tanana Chiefs Conference Village Public Safety Officer Program Coordinator Jody Potts, who helped organize the vigil, said the number of missing is unusually high.
We don't want to make any assumptions that any of these missing person cases are connected somehow, but we also don't want to make any assumptions that they're not connected. And so with that, that's why we are asking to create a Fairbanks Missing Persons Task Force.
There were also calls for the FBI to be brought in and for more public transparency about the status of investigations. Police, city officials, and Native leaders plan to meet to discuss the situation. Meantime, Potts urged people to look out for one another.
If you see someone in a vulnerable position, check on them. Don't just keep going. Stay aware. Watch over each other. Masit. Be safe.
For National Native News, I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks, Alaska.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. Support by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the SAMHSA-sponsored Opioid Response Network, working across the nation to address the opioid crisis in tribal communities. Information and support at aaip.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.